Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode number 172 of the Smart Marks Podcast.
Is that what we're on?
172? We are 172. I looked it up. Sexy. Sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful co-host, Mateo 83. Matt Salgado, how are
Not
you,
too
sir?
Too shabby. Doing all right. Doing pretty good. Another Wednesday night.
Another goddamn Wednesday
Talking
night.
Talking about wrestling.
Wrestling.
What is up, man?
How are you, man? What's new with Matt?
What is new with me? What have I been up to? Nothing really. Just same old, same old. Watching wrestling. Got a lot of that watch. Got to watch TNA. I tried watching NXT today, and my friggin' modem on my internet started crapping out, so I'm about to go get a new one, which is fantastic. And so that's what's new with me. I had to go get a new modem.
I got the majority of TNA NXT watched.
Oh, and I have 20 characters for my Smart Marks universe.
I saw that shit.
And so I have 20 characters down. I'm still building it, and I'm still downloading characters as I go. But I think I'm ready to like film one episode and have us do commentary over it.
I'm good with that. That'd be fun as hell.
That'd be fun to do. And then perhaps I think I could figure out a way to do it through Open Broadcast Studio, which is the same program that we use to do the show, where we could actually run the show on the computer and commentate live over it. So we're still technically streaming.
Gotcha.
Not playing the actual game because it's too much work, and I can actually edit it and then just run it live, and then we can commentate over it. That'd be fun to do. And I think we could even do it where we do it remotely, even, so we don't even have to be in the same place, which is bananas.
That would be cool as shit.
Bananas. What's cool as shit is your shirt.
Thank you, sir.
It is awesome. Loot Crate shirt. That is an amazing shirt. It's a Megazord shirt, and it has all of the coins, Power Ranger coins on it.
Yeah, it's got the coins all over
it. That is sick.
It would be even better if they weren't right here.
Oh, I think that it would be better if they were there?
Yes.
All right, that's please.
Yeah, it's a dope ass shirt.
That's a
I am fucking
shirt.
Like super irritated because I haven't received my tracking information from my Wrestle Crate or my WWE Crate.
And we need to do an unboxing on one.
And there's a sweet ass Seth Rollins shirt in that crate.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, no. So last time I got the AJ Styles shirt.
Oh, that's right.
And then there was a. If you remember, there was a couple a month back. Rollins came out in a white T-shirt. It's that T-shirt that's going to be in the WWE crate this time, and I want that damn shirt so bad.
That's a cool shirt. I'm really impressed by it.
I want that shirt.
I like t-shirts. T-shirts.
So do I. And wrestling t-shirts are the shit. Yeah. I'm thinking about ditching my regular. I say this, and I think I'm going to, because I just keep accumulating junk. And there's like I got my new loot crate, and there wasn't much in there that I liked. Like there was some cool novel stuff. Like this shirt's cool as shit. Don't get me wrong. And then I got refrigerator magnets. Tetris refrigerator magnets. So, I mean, they're kind of cool. I don't know what the hell we're ever going to do with them, but I got them. And then
put
we got
in the refrigerator.
We got a Lego Bat. They already are. We got a Lego Batman head candy dish, which is kind of cool, you know. But I'm just accumulating this shit, and I don't know what to do with half of it. I've given a lot away. And I'm thinking about just switching over at least for a couple months to the Wrestle Crate, because they give you, for the same price I'm paying for my Loot Crate, I could get three t-shirts.
There you go.
Three wrestling t-shirts.
Yeah,
from ProWrestlingTees.com.
They can cost anywhere from like $20 a piece. $20, yeah.
More than that, because they're from ProWrestlingTees.com. And they've, I mean, ProWrestlingTees.com isn't cheap, but they've got good stuff.
It's
like,
true.
Really good stuff.
And for $30 a month, you're basically getting a t-shirt for free.
So you're creating the Smart Marks universe, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now that we've got it set up, and if you guys haven't noticed, we're in a new studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're kind of burying the lead here.
We are. We are in a new studio.
We moved 10 feet down the hall.
Yep. Maybe a little more.
Maybe 15. And we are in a former... We got to take these cowboy stars off.
No, we didn't. There's a reason the camera's not facing them, but those are staying.
Horrible. I don't like that.
And you know what? I sent a picture of it to Alex.
It's bad.
Longtime listener. I sent a picture to Alex.
He definitely wants to come
and
be a co-host.
I told him, I said, look at the new show. Matt's going to hate it. And he replied back, fuck Matt.
I'm going to just get a falcon and throw it over top.
You should.
Every time I come over.
You should. Just bring
a falcon.
Fuck it. Like an actual falcon.
I'll shit all over that
stuff.
Yeah.
He just starts and pecking away at it.
Starts eating at us. Starts trying to kill us.
He just lands on your shoulder and pecks away at your eyeball while we're recording. He
goes after your cat.
Fuck that cat.
So yeah.
So yeah, you've got 20 wrestlers.
Got 20 wrestlers. Yeah, a lot of shout out to NX. You can hashtag them on the PSN communications NX5. And he actually, if you hashtag that as Instagram, you'll find his Instagram. But I asked him if I could use his created wrestler because the dude is putting out like some really cool creations. And I asked him if it'd be cool if I used them and put them on my YouTube. And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely use them. And then he followed us on
nice.
On all the social medias. So he's cool. He's definitely created the majority of them. So it'd be cool to use them. And then I've brought back a few favorites. I need to create you still.
Well, I'll send you a picture of the way mine is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because it's super simple.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to send me over yours. El Toro Rojo's back, and technically he's our defending champion.
Nice.
But I think I'm going to do a tournament in the first episode and do that. But if anybody remembers Ilyssa Gilmore, fan of the show, friend of mine, I created her on the game, and she's just a beast on that game.
Nice.
Just tears through everybody. So I'm going to let her carry over the championship onto this series. And then we're going to do like a Prover Gamer Junior Heavyweight title.
Nice.
So that's going to be it. And then I'm not ready for tag teams yet, but I think eventually I'll make a tag team.
So title. Since I've got the new studio set up and everything, you can't see it, but the new computer set up over here is great.
Yeah.
OBS disconnected for a moment.
That's not good.
It's not. It says it's reconnecting.
So. All right. Okay.
All right. So we're dead on Twitch alive. For a moment.
We went off air for a second, so we're fine.
This is great audio.
Close out Chrome.
Yeah, I had Chrome open to watch where we were at.
Yeah, but there. Close out Chrome. Chrome's a CPU killer. Do. So yeah, Smart Marks gonna be awesome.
Yep.
Gonna be a lot of fun.
So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get set up where we can do more of the gimmick wrestling and the video game characters and such. Because we dropped that, man.
Just close it out and reopen it. It's fine. We'll keep going.
But yeah, I'm going to get back to doing more of that. And then I also, like, I took hours today. I took literal hours today on my damn original universe creating my new Wolfpack.
Nice.
Because yesterday, Sting came out, the WCW. WCW Wolfpack Sting, which is fucking terrible. Did you see it?
Yeah, he has like
it's the one with the goatee
yeah.
In 98 where he came out with the goatee and the red face paint.
Yeah.
So I was okay with the red face paint, but it just looks so damn weird in the game with the goatee. But
it's
they added the Wolfpack music. So I was like, oh shit, I have to use this Wolfpack music.
Hell yeah.
So I went ahead, I added the Wolfpack music in, I added it to my character, and in doing so, I was like, you know what, I'm going to create my own Wolfpack.
Yeah.
So I added in... My Wolfpack is my creative character, Jay Vader. It is Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and for good measure, just because I've been wanting to turn him heel, John Cena.
Nice.
So, and I went through every character, and I changed all of their entrances. So Cena, I changed the actual entrance. I've got him doing the two sweet and everything. I gave him Luke Gallows' entrance, but with the Wolfpack music.
That's
awesome. I gave them all new attire. But Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe, I left most of their stuff the same. I just gave them new attire and new music.
Nice.
I still gave them the same videos and stuff like that. But Cena's was so, so face friendly that I just could not do it.
That's cool.
I had to change his 100%. So that was done. And I spent literal hours today doing it. Like most of my morning was spent fucking with this.
That's awesome. Well, it's always, I mean, it's always fun playing with that, so.
Oh, that's what she said.
It's always cool when you, like, get into it and you start just creating your own universe. And so it's cool that, like, you have that one set up. I like having, like, my two different ones. I'm working on having a third one set up where it's just, like, TNA and Ring of Honor, New Japan.
That'd be fun.
And I delete out Raw and SmackDown, and I just have their own shows.
And see, on the one with the video game characters, that's all I have.
Yeah.
Is I've got it. I created a separate universe for it. And then I've got one where I just run like all the WWE characters and stuff. But I wanted to shake it up a bit. I wanted to be able to do more and just do something different because I'd gotten bored with it. And now I'm having a blast because it keeps putting me and Joe together as a tag team. And Joe and I have been playing like we've been dominating tag team all well. I say that, but the first Fastlane is the first pay-per-view we hit after.
Yeah.
After I set everything up, and it put John Cena's not in. John Cena won the Royal Rumble, so he's not in Fastlane. But it's got me, and I love like just the pairing of this match. It's got my character, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens in a 6-man match against the Dudleys and Dean Ambrose.
Nice.
Like, there's just something about the Dudleys and Dean Ambrose together. I was like, okay, I appreciate that. This game gets it. And I haven't played that match yet. I started to, and I was like, no, I'm going to play that tonight.
Kings of Extreme, kind of.
Right? But I'm digging it. Like, I went through, and I found the actual Wolfpack Wolf and gave Kevin Owens the red Wolfpack t-shirt.
That's badass.
And then I've got the black and red NWO shit everywhere. So I went, cool. I went a little over the top. And then I downloaded Conan. Someone created Conan. So I even felt like creating the old Wolfpack because it's got Hall and Nash in the game already. And then we've got Wolfpack Sting. And I mean, fuck Luger. I'm not going to add Luger.
Hell no. No Luger.
No. I mean, he's a son of a bitch, according to our guest from a couple weeks ago.
Luger's a son of a bitch and a shell of a man. So let's go right into what happened the past week of wrestling.
What happened?
So we didn't see Jericho.
Anything happened in wrestling.
No Jericho.
Nothing at all, right?
Bayley's still champ. Braun and Big Show tried to break the ring. Didn't happen. Reinforced. I think that kind of sucked that they kind of teased that. Like, oh, they're going to the top rope. The ring, you know what I mean? Then, like, yeah. They went to the top rope. They teased it, and it didn't happen. And there was a few parts in there where I was actually very impressed by that match.
Vince McMahon hates The Rock.
And Vince McMahon hates The Rock because The Rock called CM Punk.
More than once. He pissed off Vince twice that night.
But it's The Rock. Like,
did you see what happened really, at the beginning of the night?
You're going to go over there. Like, you can't tell The Rock shit.
No.
One, because it's The Rock.
So, The Rock was at Raw. He wasn't on Raw, but he was there because they're filming. And am I the only one who feels like they not that they've rushed, but it's been kind of a whirlwind in what's going on with Fighting With My Family, with the movie he's producing.
Movie, yeah.
Like, they announced it 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Well,
A week later, they had casting.
That typically happens when you do smaller projects.
Right.
I mean, when it's a big movie studio and you definitely take the time. But time is money, especially with smaller. And I just from personal experience helping people out and doing small independent ones, like, time is money.
Yep.
And when it's a smaller project like the one that The Rock is working on with his own production company, you try to bust things out as soon as you can. That's why all these WWE movies get made in 2 weeks.
True.
You know, like, they bust them out, like, just because, one, they don't have like the big studio money to like bust it out. Like, and take your time, do it over 2 to 3 months. And even at that same time, like, for one example, like a Star Wars, where you do, like, I don't know, like 8 months of principal shooting, and then you go and you add in all your special effects afterwards. Something like that, when you go into smaller projects and smaller studios, you have, and it's not going to be a CGI in that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, I'm going to do all our live action. The movie's, the script was obviously already written. Everything was already set. So just get all the shooting done out of the way because, one, you're casting smaller name people who are busy enough already with
other
projects.
And you know what, though? There's some fucking decent name people in this movie, though. That's what kind of shocked me. Like, yes, like, the main characters are some smaller name celebrities, but her parents are Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. And, oh, God, how come I can remember her mom? Lena Headey.
Oh, wow.
300. Yeah, her mom is Lena Headey from 300 and Game of Thrones.
Saraya. I mean, kudos to Saraya.
Yep. And did you see who they believe is playing Jake the Snake?
No.
Vince Vaughn.
Jake the. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Vince Vaughn is in the movie, and they haven't said that he's Jake the Snake, but his character bio fits Jake the Snake.
And I think somebody was saying like they didn't see Vince Vaughn in the crowd as far as he wasn't seen in the stadium at Staples Center.
So. But anyways, The Rock shows up to film all this stuff. And so before Raw started, The Rock went out to pump up the crowd. So The Rock's out there. I saw this video. It's hilarious. The Rock's out there on the ramp, and he's just doing, I mean, comedy left and right.
He's doing The Rock stuff.
He's trying to pander or to kind of push his way out. And he's doing the "Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?" But he keeps saying other people's catchphrases instead. He's like, "That's the bottom line because don't wait, that's not it." And he's like pushing, but they're at that moment where fuck, Raw's about to start. He needs to shut up so we can start Raw.
Yeah.
And he keeps going. Vince McMahon's music hits, and Vince McMahon walks out and drags his ass out and
that's
brings
hilarious.
Him back to the backstage. And then of course we saw what happened afterwards. The Rock goes out. They start chanting CM Punk during AJ Lee's entrance. So he calls CM Punk and gets a voicemail. And they cut his mic for a minute. Did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he said, don't cut my mic.
He's like, you better not cut this mic. And they brought it back. But you can notice that the ringing stopped because he had the microphone up to it.
Yeah.
Leaves Punk a voicemail. And then apparently they said Vince and Triple H were losing their shit backstage. Granted, I'm sure they're not going to tell him anything.
Because it's The Rock. You can tell The Rock
he's a moneymaker. He brings you money in. What are you going to tell him?
And plus, anytime The Rock shows up, like people are going to, that's one thing that people are going to leave and be like, dude, The Rock was at our show.
Yeah.
One, they got to see The Rock. They got to like be a part in the movie.
Yep.
They got to, and then not to mention like all the other matches that get recorded beforehand. So it was a pretty
that hell of a night. Show.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I follow Grace Helbig.
Uh-huh.
She's a big YouTuber. I mean, that's how she got her start. And she doesn't like wrestling, but for however reason, her and Tyler Oakley and another YouTuber, they all went to they went to Raw, and they were sitting in the second row, but facing. They were away from the camera, so you couldn't see them on camera until like one part. But like, it was just funny to see like Grace was like live was Snapchatting the whole time. Like she's like, I don't even know what's real anymore, but I'm going to WWE Raw. And she's like, it's going to be hilarious. I know, whatever. She's like, I can't believe I'm going. And it was just really, it was really interesting. And like, she honestly enjoyed herself because it was cool to see like somebody from that probably never even watched wrestling, maybe once or twice, but like much less been to a show, like actually right. go to a Raw because it was in LA and you're going to go to LA.
Yeah, exactly. It's something going on.
Different
yeah.
people. So that was, it was really cool to see. So yeah, I was following her and I was like, holy crap, Grace is at Raw. And I was like the whole time trying to like, tell her or try to get like her to reply at me on Twitter just so I can like get some sort of like interaction going between somebody that was there actually there in LA and you know between me so
right
it was pretty cool it's
really it was fun. An okay Raw too though
decent Raw.
I loved the opening. I loved Kevin Owens sitting in the ring with the spotlight on him.
I really thought it was funny we had so many like no matches, no finishes.
Oh, I know.
I just felt like did everybody just write the same match this week
pretty much right
so I didn't get it yeah I didn't get it.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the greatest either. I mean, I love that Bayley didn't give up her title.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Especially given what happened on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So, do you think the stuff with Naomi, I mean, how legit is that?
No, that's legit.
Do you think she's out through Mania?
Yeah, I think the whole idea was to have her go in as champ in Orlando, which is her hometown, and go in there, be champ, and just tear shit up, you know, walk out with that title. And, I mean, Vince saw the dollar signs in, and that's why he put the belt on it, or whoever makes that call for them. But it's just a tough break for Naomi. I mean, she waited this long to be put on that pedestal, so to speak, you know, up in that position, be the champ, represent that SmackDown's women's division, being that she's been there for so long. And I don't get why she had so many haters, like, when she actually won the title.
Right.
I honestly don't get why.
There's a lot of people who are shitting on that, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, I just was...
She's one of the most athletic in that division.
Easily. If not, like, the most athletic on that roster, man or woman. And
on both shows, possibly.
Yes, yeah. And so I didn't get it. And
you know, she pushed really, for 2 years to get that gimmick greenlit.
Yeah.
She deserved it, man. Yeah. She pushed for the Feel the Glow for 2 years and then for this to happen. But at least you know when she comes back, she's going to come back on fire.
How, I mean, I don't say ironic, but how crazy was it that it was Daniel Bryan telling her that she had to forfeit the title?
Yeah,
of all people.
After everything that went on
with
him?
Everything that's gone on with him, No, it was just crazy. And the turnout, instead of doing maybe some sort of tournament that ended at Mania, we do just a one-off between Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch.
Right.
Which, I get it. Okay, they're the last two to hold that title, and Alexa Bliss never got her desired rematch, or deserved rematch, which she was supposed to get that night anyway. So, yeah, I think they could have done something to the effect of when you brought Seth Rollins back, and he got cashed in on, and then they did a tournament because Finn Balor went out with the injury, but you have to do that.
I don't think in the situation, I would have loved to have seen a tournament, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But in the situation that they're in with their storylines already, I don't think there was any way to write in a tournament. You've got this heated rivalry between Natalya and
Nikki.
And it's telling its own story. And then now you're bringing Maurice into it. And then you've got Mickey James involved.
Well, I think honestly that story's done with Natty and Nikki.
I think it's transferring now to Nikki and Maurice, right? So you've got so much other sub stories going on that I think it would have been hard to transition them into a tournament. So I like what they did. It's just weird because I don't know where they're going to go from here, because I thought Becky Lynch was going to be leaning towards, because the word is Kelly Kelly is coming back
supposedly
before Mania. And there was another female wrestler coming back before Mania, and I can't remember who it
ODB.
Was. ODB? Yes, I hope so. But no, there was another female wrestler from WWE coming back before Mania, and they were supposed to work matches against Becky Lynch. And they were going to run this whole storyline of her going up against these legends or these former women.
Candice Michelle?
Maybe. Probably not.
Eve Torres?
Did you notice Ivory's in the game now?
Caitlin? Yeah, she's part of the...
The showcase.
Showcase.
Yeah, yeah, which is cool that they brought back a showcase in some regard, because yeah. I enjoyed playing them. It's
never touch them.
Really?
I just focus on creation.
So I normally do too, but they're fun. There was normally some fun stuff.
The one I really did enjoy was the CM Punk John Cena one.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun to play. And that was probably the most fun one to play. I didn't enjoy...
The Austin ones were fun.
I
liked them.
Yeah. They're okay. I like.
I didn't like the WCW stuff, but when we were in the Attitude that Era, that was great.
I liked the Christian One More Match one.
Yes, that was great. Cool.
There's some good ones out there. But
so it's got Papa Shango versus Godfather on there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So did you catch...
I haven't done Godfather yet. Is there Godfather Right to Censor?
No, damn, but that's it. Where I'm going with this. Did you catch the audio flub?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
It's so good.
So JR...
Jerry Lawler.
Or, I don't know why he keeps in JR. Jerry Lawler ruins his audio, like just completely obliterates it. He's supposed to say, you know, Godfather won his title as the good father, but he calls him Godfather again, and then continues reading and then stumbles over the words Right to Censor and stops, resets, rereads, and then someone corrects him about the good father versus Godfather, and he tries to correct that again. And 2K left this entire segment in the game.
How did they get by?
I don't know, but...
Like, who clicked save and said, that's good?
One podcast I listen to is Hollywood Babylon, and they have a segment called Shit That Should Not Be. And they've had video game overacting before, and they've had some video game shit that should not be. Yeah. So I'm going to send this in because it's so fucking terrible, and I'm going to see if they choose it. Because it is, I mean... Next level disaster. It is terrible.
It'd
I don't
be
know
really
how
funny.
They did it.
It'd be
I'll
fantastic.
Share it on the page too. But we went offline again.
Yeah, don't worry about
yeah,
OBS.
Yeah, we're just going to close it out for the night. I don't know what's going on with OBS, but we are done for the night. Yeah, it is next level terrible.
Yeah. It was hilarious. I haven't played with Godfather yet, so.
Neither have I. I haven't really played any of them. I didn't even really play with Sting. I just saw his entrance and then used all the creation stuff. I was like, nope. No,
well,
I'm more excited about the audio than anything.
More the reason why I even download them is just because so many of those creative characters use like bits and variations of the
yeah, so it's nice to have the
so
ability.
So I download them
that.
So that we can they can pull the I can actually use the characters that they used
right,
and it makes it a lot more fun.
And it's got like the old school DDP,
yeah,
the Cadillac driving
yeah,
DDP,
yeah, yeah, the one that used to come out with Kevin Nash,
yeah.
That one's badass.
You remember DDP drove the Cadillac for Honky Tonk Man's entrance at one of the WrestleManias.
Oh,
it was
real?
Like WrestleMania 3
That's
or something.
Hilarious. That's great. Honky Tonk Man. He's
a
honky tonk.
Burned down a big Cadillac coming to your town. Oh, my hair slicked back. Burned and my hair slicked back coming to your town.
So we had a number one Cadillac. Contender Battle Royal.
He's a honky tonk man.
And it ended without a winner.
Yeah.
Who didn't see that coming?
We're the winners.
Who didn't see that
coming? I don't know, man. That was a good fucking match.
That finish, though, I mean, is... Do you think that finish is over? I mean, I called that. I called that finish, and I was just thinking, this isn't going to be resolved tonight.
No.
They don't know where they want to go with this yet, so guess what we're going to get? I knew when I watched him. It was the first SmackDown I got to watch live for once.
Did you watch Randy the whole time? Every time that...
He kept looking at Bray.
Well, he kept looking at the title.
Yeah.
He kept every time Bray was
Either
talking,
way,
his eyes were fixated on that title.
I am over that finish. I am so fucking over that finish.
Happens a lot, doesn't it?
I hate it. I hate the idea of the tie. Stop doing it. I feel like they bust it out once a year and just stop doing that finish.
You know what was great about that?
We use all these finishes over and over. That's one where we should stop.
You know what was great about that Battle Royal, though?
In real life that much.
We reestablished a lot of rivalries going into Mania from that.
We did.
We ended up with more Dolphin and Apollo and Kalisto.
That was just going nowhere. I mean, these are I love Apollo. I love
that Capitola, is the one that Dolph I wasn't happy about.
All three guys I enjoy. All three guys deserve, but
just, it's like Dolph beating the shit out of them just to beat the shit out of them.
They just don't have any idea what to do with them right now.
So they're going
to
end up.
Let's get the Misfits and throw them together in the match because Dolph Ziggler, I don't know why we continue to shit on this guy. And one, we can't develop Apollo Crews' character because we don't know what we want to do with it.
Right.
And two, what is Kalisto? Kalisto is just a misfit on SmackDown where he's a cruiserweight and he's not in the cruiserweight division. Why is he on SmackDown? Why is he on SmackDown?
Be ready. So here's what's going to happen. Because we saw how Kalisto at the TLC match, right, with the Salida del Sol through the ladder. So we're going to end up with a ladder match for the Intercontinental title at Mania like we normally do. Some of the members in this, we're going to end up with...
You're basically saying they're keeping Kalisto around for high spots.
Probably, yeah. Exactly what's happening.
That's such bullshit.
But they're going to end up... We're going to end up with Ziggler, Apollo, Kalisto, Dean Ambrose, and
you don't think we're just
Baron Corbin.
You don't think we're going to get a one-off just with Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose?
We are probably before that on SmackDown, but I don't think at Mania. I think we're going to end up with all of those on Mania, and I'd almost call
Cruz winning. I guess it is sort of a tradition for the Intercontinental Championship to be defended in a ladder format.
Well, be ready for a bunch of big matches like that because we've got so many.
I would be more inclined to see a ladder match for the Cruiserweight Championship, but I guess now we're hyping Austin Aries to come back.
And yep. So now we're Did you see Austin the video Aries. Package for 205 Live?
I was hoping that it'd be more of a surprise.
Right.
But I'm down for Austin Aries.
And then he attacked.
Especially at freaking Mania, man. Yeah. That's if they can. If I know that WWE kind of caves in a lot. I mean, case in point, Bayley.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't... Like, yeah, she should be champion, but that shouldn't have
happened. That payoff should have been at Mania.
It should have been at Mania. She should have
lost. And I still think that the payoff for Naomi should have been at Mania.
And now she's injured. And that's what happens. Guess what? We wait and wait, do it, and then they get hurt.
Yep.
That's what happens. Alexa Bliss, two-time champion. I'm very happy about it. But...
yeah, right?
So...
especially the fact that we got the picture of her throwing the little peace sign.
Yeah.
God.
That was nice.
Good Lord.
But going back to the IC... title picture, it's a mess. It's not fixed.
It's not even being defended.
It's not set,
right now.
And I don't like it. I don't like it because one, the Miz solidified that title, and I think we've said that over and over. And once you remove the Miz out of that, because I feel like the Miz, his character was the only one that
he brought
stated,
prestige to it. Man,
he was the only one that
or
stated
back to it.
Exactly. He was the only one that stated how important that title was, yep. And that title was his.
And now it's just a centerpiece.
And now it's just a side there. Piece to Dean Ambrose.
It's an accessory.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's like a little bit of bling on Dean Ambrose. And like, I don't look, I always ask myself, who's the Intercontinental Champion again? Oh, yeah, it's Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Yep. No slight to Dean Ambrose.
I think it would even be better on Baron Corbin.
It gets lost. It gets lost
on a heel. On it makes sense.
It would look better on The Miz, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler. Hell,
Apollo Crews.
Even Apollo Crews, give that man something to do. Yeah. Develop that character.
At least even if Kalisto had it, he would be defending it.
You know what's funny is that Apollo Crews is in developmental, aka NXT, and nothing got developed. And yet he still made the main roster.
And he didn't need it.
No
though.
Slight to him, but one, they didn't define what kind of character he was in NXT. No. You can't just be the strong guy anymore.
No.
Because that's old and done with. And
his level.
Everybody has to have a character.
His level of athleticism, being able to do the flips and stuff he does
off
as
the
strong guy, they could have capitalized on that and never did.
It's off the charts, and they can't cap. They can't cap on it, and it's disappointing. So he's got to figure out what to do. Kalisto, I feel bad for Kalisto. One, that guy should be on Raw. He should be
part of the Cruiserweights. Yep.
He should be tearing it up on there and just, I don't get
But maybe he will after Mania if we're getting some sort of draft again.
Yeah. Draft or trades. I'd be down for draft or trades.
So I'm starting to believe on the Raw side of things, Goldberg's not beating Kevin Owens.
I don't think so either.
You know, it's on paper. We sat here and we were so upset. We're like, you know what? Goldberg's going to go in there and he's going to demolish Kevin Owens. But after seeing Triple H pull Kevin Owens aside and talk to him and seeing what they're doing there and that they're starting to build some sort of stable, and then we see vignettes with Lesnar leading up to it, we're going to get a Lesnar interference at Fastlane, right?
Lesnar interference or Samoa Joe interference.
Yep. One way or another.
Maybe even both.
Someone's going to stop
maybe,
Goldberg
maybe
from winning
even
this
both.
Match.
Maybe even both. I would not be surprised if it was both.
Right.
If like Joe went in, beat down Goldberg, Goldberg speared Joe out of the ring, speared, you know, Owens out. Here's your finish. Joe interferes. It's no DQ. Isn't it no DQ?
I think.
I don't know what it is. I
can't remember.
Spears Joe because Joe gets involved. Spears Owens, sets up for the jackhammer. Maybe even gets Owens up in the jackhammer, but guess who shows up?
Lesnar.
Lesnar hops the rail, runs from the back, whatever, goes in and kicks Goldberg's ass. And guess what? We don't even get a finish to that. We probably just get a DQ.
I think that's what we're getting, yeah.
And Goldberg just, or
Lesnar. Goldberg, as furious as he is, he focuses more on that.
I think it's more, and it's one thing too, like hearing some of the promos, Heyman's not hyping, is not hyping the title. He's hyping the fight.
Yep.
And so, one, Goldberg Lesnar doesn't need a title to justify that fight.
No, fuck
you.
No.
You just need Lesnar Goldberg. And for once, this match is going to go over 10 minutes. Hopefully, it doesn't go past 15.
Right.
Just because they'd be worried about the stamina of both guys.
And you know what? Kevin Owens even brought it up on Raw.
Yeah.
The longer a match goes, the less it favors Goldberg.
Exactly. Both guys. Both guys. Lesnar's gotten a little bit better. But man, that dude just trenches in sweat. Like, it's like a swimming pool.
He turns purple quick.
Yeah. So, I see Owens leaving with the title and then maybe a Finn payoff if he's able to come back, or even Rollins, lesser extent. I don't know what's going on with Rollins versus Triple H. I think they're still kind of crossing their fingers, hoping that Rollins is
clear. Yeah.
Which I guess all dirt reports or dirt sheet reports say that he is, but you never know.
I missed it. Was Rollins on Raw Monday night for his interview? So it's this next Monday night that he's on Raw. Because I didn't get to see the last half of Raw. I just saw recaps.
Yeah, he'll be
back. So Rollins is on next week to sit down. I knew I had saw the headline that he was coming out. I just couldn't remember what date it was for.
Yeah, so he'll be back. That's going to be exciting, and it'll be a lot of fun to... Yeah, next week's Raw should be good.
Next week's going to be good all around. I think we're going to have a good Raw, good SmackDown.
It's a go-home. It's a go-home Raw before Fastlane. And then we're like, man, then we're a month away from Mania.
Yep.
Holy crap.
40 days away as of last night.
Nice. So close. We're so close.
So close.
Taste it. Hey, on... I got questions about my personal questions about Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
Do you think Madison Rayne is the only person willing to commentate with Josh Matthews?
Pretty much. Did you see Josh Matthews proclaim himself the greatest?
Let's go into this.
The greatest commentator in wrestling today. The greatest
play-by-play commentator in wrestling.
I'm a better play-by-play commentator than Josh Matthews.
And then he went down and went one further. I'm not the biggest fan of Tony Schiavone, but I respect the man's work. And he was saying that he was better than Tony Schiavone.
No.
To which Jeremy Borash, fellow employee of TNA, stated, I was in WCW with Tony Schiavone. You, sir, are no Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
You, sir, cannot hold a candle to Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone may have fucked up a lot.
I thought it was great that one, Borash stepped in within the own company and was just like, yo, you need to calm down.
Matt Stryker.
Calm your tits.
Better than him.
Oh, yes.
Mauro Ranallo. Yes. Better than him.
Even though.
Michael Cole.
Even though repeatedly, over and over, leading up to Elimination Chamber, Mauro Ranallo.
Hell in a Cell.
Kept calling the Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
Even at Elimination Chamber, he called it Hell in a Cell. Yeah. And you could see him in the background just like this. Just put his hands on his head and just like, I'm done. It keeps screwing up.
Yeah.
But he's still better than Josh
Matthews. Josh Matthews is fucking terrible.
Todd Phillips. He is
by far the worst commentator in wrestling today. The worst. Pope is better than him.
Pope is better than him, but Pope's color commentator.
I don't care.
Hey, how are you feeling about Nigel McGuinness on NXT commentary?
I love it.
Since we're talking
commentary. I love it.
It's great.
He compliments them really well.
I think so. I'm still not sold on Percy Watson.
Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah.
So if you could put together your dream three-man booth out of the commentators on WWE right now.
Out of WWE? Okay. Yeah.
Who would it be?
Nigel McGuinness.
Okay.
Corey Graves.
Okay.
Mauro Ranallo.
Okay. I would say Mauro Ranallo, Corey Graves, Byron Saxton.
Why? What?
Because I feel that... No. Hear me out.
I don't want
to. Hear me out. I feel the Corey... And this is not...
Did you not hear me boo that man out of the building?
This is not for him. This is for Corey.
Corey
is a better commentator when he has Todd Phillips or Byron Saxton to play off of. And he plays better off of Byron Saxton.
That's true. Yeah, I see. You're throwing a bone in so that they have somebody to make fun of.
Because he makes Corey Graves better. He really does. Corey Graves is great against Todd Phillips. He is better up against Byron Saxton.
Yeah. If we're saying, okay. Corey Graves counts as a color commentator.
He would, right?
Yeah.
Because you would have the two of them as color, and then you'd have Mauro as your play-by-play.
I'm still happy with my choices.
Now, if I had to pick
from outside the company, I
would have Matt Stryker.
Corey would figure out a way to make fun of. You look at Corey and Mauro Ranallo on 205 Live.
Yeah, he does the same thing with Mauro. Great job. Yeah.
So. I didn't necessarily. You don't need Byron.
I just love the way he feeds on Byron's.
But they make fun of him so much.
He works it's really funny. They have a great chemistry, don't they?
It's really
funny
watching everybody make fun of him.
Yeah. He's the coach of our time.
He is. They're like, I like the way that Cole and like Graves just look at him sometimes. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to put David Otunga in that.
Oh, I can't believe Otunga's still on the commentary.
Hey, you want to play something we haven't done in a long time?
Push, yeah. Murder, Fire.
Push, Murder? Push, Turn, wasn't
push,
it?
Push, Turn, Fire.
Fire, yep.
Yeah, let's play WWE edition?
You want to do it? Yeah.
WWE commentator edition?
No. Let's do wrestlers.
No, it's a commentator edition.
You want to do a Raw edition, SmackDown, or an open?
Whatever. Your choice. I always put it on you. You choose.
You know what? Let's do a Raw next week. Let's do a SmackDown. That way we can draw this out a little bit.
Okay.
So let's do Raw this week.
All right. Let's do it.
So your push.
I got to think about this.
Fire. Turn.
Push. Fire.
Turn. Fuck, marry, kill.
Push. I want to do fire. Or no, I want to do turn first.
Okay.
Turn. We got to turn Sasha Banks right now. We have to turn her now. If not now, at Fastlane.
Right.
Main event. Whatever happens. Have her screw Bayley out of the title. Something. I don't know. Just, I want to see heel Sasha Banks. And I love Sasha Banks' baby face. But I think for a Bayley win to mean more than what it did when she first won, because she's going to lose at Fastlane.
Yeah.
I think it's a given. I think for a Bayley win to mean more, she has to beat these three unstoppable women, or four unstoppable women, depending on how we go into it.
Right.
Fatal five-way, fatal four-way, however we get it at Mania. So what better way for Bayley to overcome the odds than by defeating like the four top heels in Raw, much less probably WWE. Push on the Raw roster? You know, gosh. You know, let's push. I wish it would fix this. But I feel like Sami Zayn just kind of getting jerked around, and just push Sami Zayn. I'm sure there's a few more guys there. I'm totally excluding the cruiserweight division,
right?
Because I think they're on their own show, and that could justify their own. That could justify their own push, fire, turn. So push Sami Zayn, please fix Sami Zayn. Do something with them. Make him U.S. champion. I think it's great that two Canadians are fighting for the United States Championship at Fastlane. I don't know if they've actually thought that through.
Right.
And then so as far as fire, no, you know what? I want to take that back. I like Sami Zayn. I want to push the Big Show.
Push Big Show?
The man is in the best shape of his life.
Fuck yeah, he is, right?
He's looking great. He gets jerked more times over than Sami Zayn. And
good point.
Yeah, do that. Now I'm thinking it through, and I'm thinking of other turns that I can do. But I'm sticking with my Sasha Banks. And fire. Who would I fire on the Raw roster? Maybe Bo Dallas.
Release Bo Dallas?
I feel bad for Bo, but right. I think he can. I think he'd do better anywhere else besides WWE. He's getting jerked. He's a great talent. And it sucks that he was brought there, and he immediately got stuck with the comedic gimmick, which didn't go over.
Right.
And he just got lost. And then he got put in the social outcast.
And he worked that got so well on NXT.
And then that got disbanded. It's just like, they got that over on themselves.
Yep.
And then they split it up.
Yep.
And it's just kind of like, you guys are done. And then, so I feel bad for Bo. Fire Bo. Let Bo. And Bo's one of those guys where the marks love him. And they go to indie shows and they see Bo Dallas fighting on their, what's his name? Something Rotunda. And they would go crazy for him.
Yep.
He's the next Cody Rhodes as far as on the indies. Like, and that's saying a lot, but Bo Dallas is a great talent, and he's justifying not being used great at all.
So I would say I would push Sami Zayn.
Okay.
I would turn Xavier Woods.
I almost was going to say Big E.
I think Xavier Woods, being the leader of sorts,
the mouthpiece
with them, yeah. I think he would be. And how great was it having Big E this week? When they're arguing with Lana, I go, well, she is Russian. When she's talking about hacking their iPad. I
absolutely loved it.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
And shout out to Xavier Woods for ripping an iPad in half.
Right? It was pretty impressive, right?
That was badass.
I'd turn Xavier Woods. I think it'd work great as a heel because he's the one that, you know, we don't expect, for one.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, I mean, what does he have to lose? Because he's pushing his YouTube and stuff like that, you know. So, but I think turn Xavier Woods.
I think they'd be afraid to just a little bit because New Day is making so much.
Oh yeah, they're not going to do shit with the New Day, and the New Day is hosting WrestleMania.
Yeah, so what does that even mean?
I don't know, but it's going to be fun.
Are they going to have a match?
Probably not, but that's fine. They're the main focal point of WrestleMania. That's true. So they're going to be out of WrestleMania multiple times.
They may not have a match, but they'll be there.
Yeah, and they're going to do something big and fun. So you know what? It's probably better for them that they don't have a match.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, you know, they're not going to go out. They're not going to hurt themselves. They don't have to stress. They get to go out there and be themselves and have fun. So I think that's cool. And I would fire Curtis Axel.
I think it's funny that we both.
Yeah, because I think the same way Curtis Axel would do great on the indies. Yeah. He's a great in-ring worker. He just has a shitty gimmick.
He could work under the Joe Henning name.
Yep.
And just the son of Mr. Perfect.
Yep. I think he would do great anywhere else. So I would fire Curtis Axel. I already have my fire picked out for SmackDown. And nice. I should have picked SmackDown first because I prepped all week for it with this guy. And then I was like, shit. Like, as soon as we started talking, I was like, never mind.
Why are you so looking forward to firing Luke Harper?
Oh, I know, right?
So back to TNA, the American Bulls totally disbanded, which I don't if you get a chance
Jesus
to watch
it. Christ,
did you see that at the end?
In a big way.
God, he handcuffed his wife to the ring and made
and
her
then fucking
watch gave a, concerto. Him a concerto. Oh shit, so badass. Davey Richards is
on fire right now.
Broken Hearties invaded Mexico.
Yes,
won,
they did.
And won the tag team championships of Conan's wrestling promotion in Tijuana, Mexico.
And Conan fucking completely. I love that the whole time, like, Conan's like, I can't afford to pay these guys. They're like, no, they'll do it for free. They just
they
want a chance
want
in
money.
The championships.
They don't want money. And then they leave. And he's like, no, those are my belts.
The whole time he's talking to him, he's like, no money, right? No money, right? We're not paying you, right? He just keeps bringing it up. And then as soon as they walk away, he's like, bootleg everything you can from the Hardys. Let's make some money off of this.
Yeah. And then Vanguard 1 hooking up with Mexican hookers.
Yeah. Hola, backstage. Chicas. I love that they walked up to that Mexican wrestler and they started talking to him. He pulls his mask off. He's like, I know English. And they continue trying to speak
English,
to him
bro,
in Spanish.
I'm English, yeah. So that's good stuff. I highly
you know, enjoyed. Impact wasn't that great this week, but it's worth the watch for all the Hardy stuff.
Yes.
It was so good. Like, that was the highlight of the night. Possibly the week.
Yes. It was really good. I mean, Impact, I like what they did is that they kind of like stretched it out throughout the whole show, the Hardys vignettes, so that you're just kind of like watching it. One thing I don't get is that the way they do their recaps, like, they literally sell like 5 minutes of action of recaps.
Yeah.
To like fill in time for whatever reason.
It was a promo fest on
and,
TNA this week.
And they had to blur out Marty Elias's face.
Yeah, because he's still contracted.
Referee
to
of Lucha
Underground.
So, yeah, they had to completely blur him out. And I thought that was hilarious. Let's see, what else do I got? I think we're good. Let's go into some questions. And we only got one Randy Savage question this week.
We did.
No Dusty Rhodes.
There was, you know what? God damn it. We were just talking about TNA. There's something I was going to bring up, and I just completely lost it.
Brooke? No. Sienna? No. The wedding between Laurel and Pepper, not Pepper Parks.
That shit is terrible.
Braxton Southern?
That shit's terrible.
Just call him Pepper Parks.
That shit is terrible.
I like what they're doing though with Dally. That's really funny. And then, yeah. So wait, I'm gonna summon Randy Savage real quick. Yeah, I think you're gonna have to leave because he doesn't like
me. All right. I'll let him in.
All right, Mr. Savage, are you there?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was fast. Yeah. I conjured you up pretty nicely.
Macho Man doesn't wait for anybody. I show up right when I need to be. Yeah. You don't wait on me. I don't wait on you. Yeah.
Mr. Savage, how do you like this new studio?
Yeah. Fuck the studio, man. Yeah. I hate the Cowboys. Yeah. Cleveland, baby. I played part-time, played minor league for the Indians. Yeah.
Oh, so you're a Browns fan.
Yeah. They're terrible.
Why did I think you were like a Tampa Bay fan?
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Tampa, yeah. I love Tampa.
There we go. Chris from New York. Good friend of ours.
Yeah, Chris.
Our good friend of me and Jeremy's, I should say.
Big Apple, yeah.
There you go.
Take a bite of the apple, but spit out the worm, yeah.
He said, are the rumors true? Did you try to have a threesome with Gorgeous George and her sister?
Yeah, Gorgeous George and her sister, yeah. Some stories that if I told you, I'd get kicked out of heaven, brother, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily a sin, Mr. Savage.
No, it's yeah.
Maybe no, frowned upon.
Some of the things we did were a sin, I'll tell you that. Yeah. So I climbed up on top of that headboard, yeah. Elbow drop. Down on her sister, yeah.
Oh, so nothing sexual. You just.
Yeah. No, I was naked, brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dong swinging left and right, man. Jumping off the top of that. Dig it. Yeah. Well, she snapped into my Slim Jim, both of them. Oh, yeah.
That's, I guess that's where they got the name from.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mr. Savage, you had, I forget, what were they called? Macho's Beauties? I can't remember. Like, you had a whole crew of them back in WCW. When
I don't know. Macho Man. I was so high on cocaine. Oh, okay. The whole
that explains
thing,
everything. Yeah. Macho Man 2000.
I was so focused. So focused on my rap career. Yeah, man. Hulk, be a man, Hulk. That's all I was worried about in 2000.
That was a really good album.
Yeah, be a man, Hulk. He was never a man, no. Shell of a man, yeah.
Mrs. Savage.
He was a big leathery son of a bitch, yeah.
How did this get transitioned over to Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, everything revolves around Hogan, just like the earth revolves around the sun, yeah. Everything revolves around Bully.
Mr. Savage, just non-wrestling related question. How do you feel about how do you feel about the recent news from NASA that they found a solar system only like 4.6 light years away with three habitable planets with much like Earth's surface?
Yeah, so see, just like the Big Bang, brother. Just like the Big Bang. Just like it. Macho Man goes right on up to heaven, brother. Yeah.
Could you visit?
I got in a fight with that son of a bitch, Dusty Rhodes, and I hit him so hard. I hit him so hard it created another Big Bang. Yeah, that's how that solar system was found.
Oh,
yeah.
that all ties together.
Oh, yeah, cream of the crop. We call it the cream of the crop system. It makes sense.
So are you guys still roommates? Or?
Yeah, no, not anymore. Okay. We got separated, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Savage, I see the light. I see like a hand telling you to come back.
Oh, no, ain't got time.
They're doing the finger. Oh, there goes Mr. Savage. It was great seeing him. Good times.
Hard times.
No questions for Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, no questions for Dusty. We don't have to summon him this week. We'll hold him for next week.
I wrote regular questions on this one.
Regular questions.
I got three questions from Mikey Rex Aragon. And one of them is, now I lost him. Thanks a lot, Facebook. Great. I'm going to go to one of them. I have one of them. It goes, Dot on part-timers tying up the world title.
I hope it doesn't happen. I mean, what part-timers holding up the world title, though? Are we looking at Goldberg possibly?
If Goldberg possibly wins this Universal title?
I don't think it'll happen. Yeah. I think they're too invested in Kevin Owens right now.
What do you think about Lesnar or just even the idea of one of them holding the title?
It's transitional anyway. Yeah. I mean,
the only difference was with Lesnar. He did hold it on for a while. But yeah. I think because... I'm dying. One, he was signed on for a while.
And at that time, I think it was a nice breath of fresh air. I liked Lesnar holding that title. Not, you know, on hindsight, at least, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
At least Lesnar's a guy. He may be kind of part-time here and there, but he's in a long-term contract.
It's true.
So.
Hey, don't blame Lesnar for playing the game.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I found the rest of them. He goes, WWE writers are making Lesnar look weaker than Goldberg.
Right now, yeah.
After Goldberg squashed Lesnar in under 2 minutes, what justifies a rematch between them, storyline-wise?
I think... with what we predicted already.
Yeah, what we've already kind of...
with Lesnar, you know, trying to just prove his dominance and go out there and try to beat the shit out of Goldberg and blindside him. Yep. I think that warrants a rematch. And that's... granted, we already have a rematch established. But I think this adds fuel to the fire for that rematch.
One, I mean, Goldberg holds all the victories over Lesnar so far, but the last couple have been just absolutely insane. I mean, I guess you can't really call Royal Rumble a victory, but he did toss Lesnar out on his ass pretty easily. And then the win at Survivor Series was another one that was just very, very impressive, especially for the fans, and just caught everybody off guard. So what justifies a rematch is one, Lesnar costing Goldberg a match. Lesnar already wants the match. He's already agreed upon. So let's add some more fuel to the fire and have Goldberg be pissed off because, hey, you cost me the title.
I think it builds that and it tells that story really well.
Yeah. Why would WWE have Randy Orton win the Rumble just to have him give the title shot, then have a SmackDown Royal Rumble to determine a new opponent for Bray Wyatt at a WrestleMania? Backstage politics, or did the writers go on strike?
No, I think this is all. Randy's never out of this title picture. No. This is just a way to get the entire Wyatt family involved, especially with the fact that, you know, we turned Luke Harper, and the fans were into it. They dug it. Yeah. So we want to get that we want to get that in there. So I've been calling in. I explained it all to my wife. I said, what's going to happen is Luke Harper's going to win this shot. Then once he's in there, Randy's going to get jealous and he's going to throw his hat back in the ring and we're going to end up with a triple threat.
Yeah.
We saw the beginning stages of that this week with Randy not taking his eyes off of the gold the entire time during those promos.
Yeah, it looks good.
He'll look at Bray, but when you catch him again, he's staring directly at the title and they have him positioned directly behind the title. So that's great storytelling. They did a great job on SmackDown this week of setting
little
that
things.
Up. Little subtle things to set that things. Up.
Good stuff. Well, Randy's great.
Yep,
Randy
absolutely. Does a great job. And, you know, I had read John Cena had intentionally asked to be the one to put Bray Wyatt over. That he was afraid that if AJ Styles lost that title, that it would hurt AJ.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I don't want that to happen. I want you to be able to set up a feud between them in the future that would work great.
Nobody looks bad losing to Cena.
Exactly.
Cena. Yeah.
Exactly.
So have AJ lose to Cena, even though AJ's beat Cena plenty of times.
Yep.
Loses to Cena. Cena loses to Bray.
Yep. And then you could set up AJ and Bray.
And later. One, maybe Cena's finally at that stage in his career where he's totally comfortable putting people over. Much on that, like that.
Did you catch the night after time on SmackDown?
They both fought.
So the SmackDown after Elimination Chamber, they had the match, the triple threat, Bray versus AJ versus Cena. Bray pinned Cena. As he's pinning him, you can hear Cena tell Bray, now you're a legit champ. You deserve it.
That's awesome.
So he intentionally wanted it to be he was the one who took the fall. So it was great. He's doing a great job right now. Did you catch Shock and Smack this week?
I did not, but I did see the highlights of Daniel Bryan calling or asking AJ Styles if he believed the earth was flat.
Yes, he flat out called him, and no pun intended, called him out for being a flat earther.
That's hilarious.
That was so good. Like, it's just in the middle of it, just like, hey, how about you tell everybody about how you think the world's flat? And AJ is just like, oh, I never said that I believed it. I just believe that there's compelling argument.
There's some good points about it.
How great was that? Daniel Bryan just doesn't give a shit.
It goes one more, like, with his southern accent. Just, oh, great. Yeah, I thought that was great.
Oh, I loved every
Daniel was
of that.
So taken off by it that he was just like, I have to ask you this question.
Yeah, it was so good.
It sucks that, like, one, Daniel Bryan's tied up being a general manager when the possibility if he never got injured.
I read an article that he's begging big time to get a match against The Miz.
Daniel Bryan,
one match.
Or even Daniel Bryan's or AJ Styles, something like that, just to see, like, the opportunity to see that would be amazing.
So did you see a certain superstar from NXT had a interview on ESPN this week?
Shinsuke
Nakamura was interviewed on ESPN this week, and he pointed out during his interview, AJ Styles does not have an opponent for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He said, given if the opportunity arises, I want that shot.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? You did see that because I sent that to you.
Yeah.
God, like dream match, amazing. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That leads right into this question from Tom Quiet. Will we see the Styles versus Nakamura at WrestleMania 34? Or at any Mania in the future.
I hope we get it at 33.
Yeah.
Because the word is that they may be pulling the AJ versus Shane match. Yeah. So if that happens, Nakamura is a perfect fit for it. And we don't have to have a build. There's no reason for a build.
I think it would be great to have a mystery opponent.
And have it show up to be Nakamura.
Like, and AJ could go out there, make a case, be like, nobody... Like, it's an incredible...
Nobody on this roster.
Farce that nobody... has me booked on this mat on WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. Just going to how it's an injustice.
Yeah.
And there's no one backstage that can handle him. Nobody.
Yeah.
And then you hear the violins. Yeah. That'd be badass. And just imagine that crowd go absolutely insane.
Yeah. No, we're going to get AJ and Nakamura at some point.
Eventually, I think we will see that at Mania. Mm-hmm. You have to. I mean, you did it at Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Talk and Shop episodes of Jericho's podcast?
Oh, yeah. I just
discovered these.
They're
so good. I just discovered the one with Enzo when we were painting my son's room.
I had to stop listening to that because it was so absurd.
It's so great, man. It's so great. They slip in and out of Austin impressions through the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, Gallows does a great job. He's like in
he stays a character the whole damn time. I enjoyed those. Those are great. And then I went back and I was listening to Backlogs, and there's one from Christmas that I listened to with Seth Rollins and Sami Zayn, where they're talking music the whole time. Yeah. Great episode, man.
Did you get a chance to listen to the one I told you about, Kevin Owens?
I was looking for it. And I didn't see it.
Ah, you have to watch that one.
It's funny, too. This week on Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, they were pointing out the fact that everybody online is asking for a creation of Kevin poster.
Well, yeah. You have to do it. We got a question from Freddie. What are your thoughts on current heels in Freddie from Facebook? What are your thoughts on the current heels in WWE right now? I'm still not sold on Braun Strowman, but I do like Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens. I would love to see someone like Emil Mortez make their way to WWE and be that monster heel. As far as that goes, Emil Mortez
would never work in WWE.
He's a great heel in Lucha Underground.
That character would never work in WWE.
But one, he looks huge in Lucha Underground.
Right.
He looks huge. But he's not that big compared to everybody else. The guy would look small,
right,
compared to everybody in WWE, like, or just normal size, and he would hold no size stature to him. When I think the dark characters, the like evil characters, like, they're cool, but they're kind of played out, and I think it's hard to kind of get one over now, especially now, like with the dark aspect to it. And the one that
it works in Lucha, it just doesn't work in WWE.
Even works in Impact with Decay. But I feel like, and even Sanity is like on that borderline of like, what are they really like? Are these like they're like scavenger
cults or the scavengers?
Yeah, they're like scavenger-esque dark people from Sanity. Canada. You know, like,
oh fuck, I finally remembered what I was going to bring up. Keep going.
And so I don't know. I don't know. I'm sold on Braun Strowman. I'm not the biggest fan of him. I don't think
they're slowly booking him better.
He's not main event material, but they're building him in the right way, and I think we're going to get a nice justification of his character at Fastlane. I mean, Fastlane, I feel, is like a great place for him to really stand out.
I think him and Roman are going to put on a hell of a match.
And I also love the fact that Roman destroyed the club. But at the same time, too, the crowd was loving it, and then they all kind of like remembered, holy crap, we're supposed to hate Roman Reigns. And after he hit the spear, it was like, oh! And then they're like, boo.
I love the spear. That spear was amazing.
But I do love, I keep loving the counters that Strowman's throwing on Roman. Each time he's gone for the spear, he gets countered into a...
I just don't like that it was the club that he tore apart. Because they're an elite tag team right now.
He tore them apart, but he didn't do it in a clean way.
Yeah.
He used a chair.
True.
Now, if he would have beat him legit, one against two, and you're beating the tag champs, then we got something going on. But one,
fuck that spear, man.
He has beef with the club, and he knew he wasn't going to win, you know, straight up. So just use the chair.
Yeah.
They brought the chair into the ring. Just use the chair, and he did, and it came out great. I thought it was awesome.
I love that fucking spear, though.
He didn't beat him. He didn't beat him at all. He actually lost that match.
I loved Anderson selling that spear because he didn't lay there flat. Like, after he hit the ground, he like sat up and doubled over in pain, which I thought was it was subtle, but it was great.
Yep.
So you didn't get to see NXT, did you?
No, my shitty modem.
So Bobby Roode comes out. Bobby Roode has a match against
Noé Jose.
Beats Noé Jose and starts to beat down Noé Jose. Yeah. And who comes out?
I saw it on Twitter.
Fucking. And we already knew that this was happening. Chris Hero. Yep. Cassius Ohno. God damn it. And Bobby Roode totally sells it. He's like, we don't have to wait. You want a shot at this title? Let's fucking do it now. And then he's like, take off that jacket,
did
boy.
Did he say the F-bomb?
No. He tells him to take off the jacket. He takes off the jacket, and he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, we just can't do this. And just like splits it back. It was so good, man. Like, so we're getting Cassius Ohno versus Bobby Roode. Yeah. So, oh, man, I'm so jazzed for this.
A bit of sad news again this week.
A lot of sad news this week.
We lost three WWE alumni.
One day after another.
Yeah. First up, we had, I think, Nicole Bass. She passed away last Thursday.
Yep.
Georgie Animal still on Friday. And then Ivan Koloff on Saturday.
Jeez.
What a week.
One day after another. Like, each but one.
Bright spot. In a row. DDP was announced. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, baby. Bang.
Yeah, so.
Pretty jazzed for DDP.
Yeah. So, good stuff. Yeah,
DDP. He deserves it.
Definitely. You know? Definitely deserves it. And
word is, big rumor, we called for it last year and it didn't happen. Lemmy from Motorhead, lead singer of Motorhead,
is going to
be the celebrity inductee. He deserves it, man, after everything he did for Triple H.
Yeah, that'd be badass.
And he's a big fan, so.
And he was a big fan. He's dead.
If you go to gamble, I tell you how you land.
Oh, I think I have questions for Lemmy next week.
Oh, yeah. You need some new Sam. It's all the same to me.
So questions next week for Ghost of Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes, or Lemmy from Motorhead. And on that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments. But follow us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. Follow Jeremy at @jvader82. You can follow me at @mateo83. Like us on Facebook, and there you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. I'm going to email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com, or just Facebook message it to us or text us. You guys have our numbers. Probably. You probably do. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, I think Player FM, and maybe even TuneIn, if I'm not mistaken. Also, you can just download the show straight from provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you're there at provengamer.com. You can check out other awesome podcasts such as Trophy Horse, Remember Lou, and PG Spoilers. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials to make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. I think I'm good for shout-outs. Be sure to follow NES Caught Fire 33 on Twitch and Twitter. She's awesome, does a lot of streaming. She's a good friend of ours now, and she's rocking our shirt on her streams. Bad ass.
She's an honorary member of the Smart Mark.
She's an honorary Smart Mark. And thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy, and we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.